Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 18th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 2.5 cents at 681. December wheat down 11.5 cents, closing at 849.5. And November beans down 13.25, closing at 1372. Well, we, you know, I'll close lower here, but we were well off the lows. Corn was 6.5 cents off its lows. The wheat, the better part of 17 off the lows, and the beans about 8 off the lows. So it could have been a lot worse. When the crude oil was down about $3.30 a barrel or so, is when we made our lows. The crude oil then rallied about $2 a barrel. We were only about a dollar lower at one point. But since we've closed the grains, the crude's back down $2.46, $2.50 a barrel right now. The interesting part is with the lower crude oil prices, the bean oil was up 190 ticks. You don't see that very often. Bean oil made the highest close today since back in June 22nd. Now, I'm not sure what's in back of it. I don't know whether it's a matter that the crush was light and they just don't have enough beans to crush to get the oil they need right now. Palm oil should be cheaper. Around the world, they've lowered the price of the ringgit. So that's not it. So I really don't know why the bean oil has been higher, except that somebody needs oil, and there's not enough crush to justify it. As we mentioned earlier, the crush, NOPA crush, was down about 3 million from what they were looking for. So maybe that's part of those recent highs. Overall, we were under pressure. We've got really good weather out here. Harvest is moving at a good clip. Crops aren't in bad shape. The yield reports that I've been getting from all around the country, you know, it's pretty much what you would expect. Kansas lousy, Nebraska lousy, most of South Dakota not too good. But, you know, most of Minnesota, a good chunk of Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, all looking at some pretty decent yields out here. So I think the government may be a little bit low when it's all said and done, but they're the numbers we have to work with. But let's face it, we've got a 200 carryout in the beans. That's awful tight. And until we know that we've got a big Brazilian crop, nobody's going to want to get too aggressive selling the beans. The problem is, by the time we know that the Brazilians have a good crop, you know, beans could be $2 or $3 lower a bushel. So, you know, nobody wants to get too short in here. If the Brazilians do have a problem, and we're back to $16 or $17 bushel beans. So I don't know. We're, you know, I think what you do is what I've always suggested. You buy some puts, keep the downside protected. If you want to sell grain here, some of the basis is sky high. Go ahead and sell the grain and buy back call options. Keep your upside open. But you just can't afford to leave almost $7 corn and almost $14 beans on the table out here, not with the high input prices that you're faced with today. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.